Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. Joining us is Rob Farmer. He's going to tell us a little bit about his time as the director of Sitka Public Library. He is leaving us next week, and we just want to hear your thoughts on Sitka and your time at the library. Welcome, Rob.
Welcome. Thank you very much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
And so when you came to the library in 2014, is that right?
Yes.
Since you got to Sitka, the library's undergone a lot of changes. It's really changed dramatically.
It really has. There are a lot of real big changes. The library had moved from its old location to its temporary location at the Stratton Library right before I got here for my interview in September. If I had not known that it had just moved in the prior 3 or 4 weeks, I would have thought it had been there forever. Which spoke, worlds about the staff that did that move. From there, we went through the whole, temporary living space at the Stratton on SJ campus, and then also moving to the new building during that construction period. Moved in over the holiday season of 2015, opened up on February 4th, 2016. Along the way, aside from getting used to me being here as the new director, they joined the Alaska Joint Library Consortium, which widely opened up the available resources for our populace, and has, our people have taken to it swimmingly, both sharing with other libraries around the state and using it here. And we changed the name of the library from the Kettleson Memorial Library back to its original name to Sitka Public Library. So lots of big changes along the way.
And do you think that those changes have been positive for the community? And I mean, that's kind of an obvious question. They have been pretty positive, haven't they?
I think they've been very, very positive, largely. I mean, there's still some questions about, the name change or, some of the hour reductions, because now we're closed on Sundays, but which, just is one of those necessary evil things, with budgets. But largely, the new library is fantastic. Our traffic is fantastic. Library card applications have gone up. Uses our computers have gone up. We have new technology. We have a fantastic view that is as good as anything I can imagine any library anywhere.
Yeah.
And, we have a shining focal point for our community to share its stories together. And I think we've made concerted efforts to be something for everyone here. And I really see that happening.
And, you mentioned the view. And you mentioned earlier when we were talking that you're in a Facebook group for librarians, a large Facebook group, and the question now is who's going to be the new director, and you've been posting some in that Facebook group about this job opening?
I have. I've done it over a couple of weeks. I've actually posted there over a couple of years, mainly because I think by posting pictures, it makes it feels more real to me that this is actually real in front of me. But I post pictures both to humble brag about this is what I get to look at as, here's whales outside my window. But even just last night, I posted the job posting for my soon-to-be former position went live nationally yesterday, and I posted it onto the library think tank on Facebook. 27,000 people, most of whom I've not met, with 5 random pictures from my phone, either around the library, outside the window at the library, or across from my house on Jamestown Bay, and say this job is open. Here are the kind of views that await you. Apply. If you have any questions at all, holler at me and I'll tell you. And I have had several responses this morning with actual questions about Sitka, the community, the library, the situation, the cost of living. Most of the responses are just likes or, beautiful pictures or whatever, but some of them are a little more substantive. And my thinking is, we have a wonderful library with a wonderfully supportive community with fantastically service-oriented employees, and that is a gold mine for the right director. And I want the largest pool of applicants they can possibly have for that job so they can get the best fit to serve Sitka.
Yeah. And you mentioned when you saw this job opening 3 years ago, the caption for the job opening, what was that?
5 keywords: best period, library period, job period, director period, ever period. And I thought, man, that's high praise. And, you know, I've never been a public librarian. I don't think they'll even look twice at me, but heck, I got to try for that. And I did, and things fell into place.
And you agree? You think now that you've spent a few years here, was it the best library job ever?
It's the best one I've had.
Yeah.
And I don't regret coming here one bit. It's family reasons that's taking me away. I'm melancholy sometimes. We had a fantastic day on Saturday. Summer reading program started. Stephen's Puppets touring nationally were here. Their luggage didn't show up, as well as their equipment for the puppet show.
Oh, no.
On the flight the day before. We didn't know what we were going to do. Everything fell into place because, we came up with a plan. Alaska Airlines helped. The local community helped. Sitka Chatters helped. And we ended up with not only a morning program full of people signing up for summer reading for all ages, but also even though the program was set for 10:30, we ended up having it at 3:30, had, between 150 and 200 people for that performance. It was like it was planned. And so the whole time I've been here, in a nutshell, there were challenges, wasn't always fun, was sometimes hard. People worked together and things came out great.
And you mentioned this was your first job in a public library. Before you came here, you worked in a law library in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, I worked for 9 years at the Faulkner University Law Library in Montgomery.
And you're actually going back to the South, in fact, to your hometown and your childhood library.
Smith County with a Y, public library in Marion, Virginia, and a couple of branches in smaller communities. I never, ever expected to move back there ever. Things just kind of happened very quickly and fell out of the sky, and it's in the, I still have extended family there. It's close to where my wife's family live in southeastern Kentucky. And it just kind of happened, but it was my childhood library. It shaped everything about how I felt about libraries. My dad took me there when I was 5, and I remember the first books I ever checked out. And we have both of those books here in Sitka Public Library. But it was, there was a Norse mythology book by some French authors from the 60s, a book called The Biggest Bear, a picture book, which really worked out for Sitka, actually.
Yeah.
that was a black bear, so it's not nearly as big as the bears they have here. But it's kind of like going full circle. And I'm nervous and a little sad. But, I'm also excited about, the challenges of a new place and a new system and a new staff. And I will do the best I can there to make that the community center it can be. And from what I can tell, it is. I've started following it on Facebook and watching the things that they do. And I think that they are, have a lot of upside and are doing good things. And so I'm excited to help with that.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's interesting. I lived in the South for a little bit, and you're moving back to the South, and I feel like Alaska and Alabama and Virginia and southern states have something in common in that people who don't live there don't really understand those areas. They're sort of shrouded in mystery for those of us who've never experienced them. I think when people ask questions about Alaska, they're pretty obvious questions that are sort of like, oh, are there bears? same with the South in other ways. And I wonder if you could, tell us a little bit about where you're going and what would surprise Sitkins about the South?
Well, where I'm going, it's southwestern Virginia. Mm-hmm. So it's where Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, and West Virginia all come together in one place. So it's like all of Appalachia, period. If you read, it's full on District 13. If you saw or read the Hunger Games, and it has actually a lot similar to Sitka. In fact, my wife, when we first stopped here for our interview, she said this is like they took Harlan, Kentucky, where she's from, and dropped it right next to the ocean, because because except for the ocean part, it all looks the same. And then people do pull together. They know that they're remote. They may not have the same kind of opportunities they might have in larger communities. There's communication issues. Cell phone towers don't work. She's in Harlan today. I can't call her until she goes to the town.
Oh wow!
But they have their own little quirks. Sitka's, they don't use umbrellas. Marion, where I'm going, has the Rolls Royce of corn dogs.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
there's a little roadside drive-in called the Dip Dog Stand, and they have the world's most amazing corn dogs. And if you're not from that area, you don't understand. It's like going to say, well, it's just a corn dog. I said, that's like calling Jimi Hendrix just a guitar player. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the same. You don't know until you're there. And that was a big selling point when I go back. Hey, I'm dip dog adjacent.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to check that out when I get down there. Yeah.
You have everyone from Sitka or anyone I halfway know. I've said that when I came here from down south. If you halfway know us, come to Alaska. We'll put you up. We'll feed you. Same goes in the reverse. Anyone that comes down south, if you're in Southwest Virginia, look me up at the library. You have a place to stay, and I'll get you a dip dog.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we really appreciate you taking your time to talk to us and coming to Sitka and spending these last few years with us.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Sitka, for all you've done for the library and for me. You will always be part of me, and I will come back to visit.
All right. Thanks. We've been speaking with Rob Farmer this morning, the director of the Sitka Library. He's leaving us and looking for someone to fill his position. All right. Thanks so much for listening to The Morning Interview.